It's the Joe and Alex show, and you can join in the conversation right now. By that, I mean the riddle, because, well, Liv apparently is a woman of all amazing traits and abilities, and riddling is one of them.
Liv the Riddler.
317-239-1009. Riddle me this. You can call in, and I feel like you should keep on calling, because I don't know if anybody's going to get Liv's riddle today. If you can, you'll win Miguel tickets and qualify for that J-Lo flyaway. We'll pick a winner very soon. It could be you. We're going to send you to Vegas to see her. All right, Liv the... Well, go ahead.
Well, isn't there special music for this riddle?
There is.
Wait, what?
Yes.
I am sorry.
This is another layer to the riddle.
Wow. Okay, my bad. Sorry. Some of us are slacking today.
Okay.
Wow. This doesn't sound like riddle music, but I trust you.
No, it is riddle music. I need to get my voice ready. One night, a king and a queen went into a castle. There was no one in the castle when they went in, and no one else entered the castle while they were there. The next day, three people came out of the castle. Who were they?
Ooh.
Okay, the king, the queen. Okay. Let's try Christy this morning from the south side. Do you know Liv's answer to her riddle?
I have no idea.
Christy, you don't have a guess?
I know.
Do you need her to repeat it?
Yeah, I think everybody listening right now, repeat it and then call in at 317-239-1009. Go ahead, Liv.
One night, a king and a queen went into a castle. There was no one in the castle when they went in, and no one else entered the castle while they were there. The next day, three people came out of the castle. Who were they?
Christy, we need a guess from you on the south side.
Oh my gosh.
Three.
The king, the queen, and their housekeeper. I don't know.
Good guess, though.
Sorry.
Have a blessed day. Thank you, Christy. Let's talk to Brandon on the Joe and Alex show. Brandon, what is your guess calling in from the Southie side?
The knight, the king, and the queen.
That is correct.
Okay, explain.
Wait,
this.
What do you mean? What
here's,
did he say?
Here's what my guess was. My guess was
a baby.
The king and the queen, yeah, were expecting, and so they went in there into the castle. She gave birth and then walked out with a child.
Well, you're wrong. That's stupid.
Hardcore. No, well, you're wrong. Okay, so explain.
So when I said one night,
that's
like the K-N-I-G-H-T, like the knight that wears the armor.
Well, duh. If I would have had it in front of me written out, I would have known that.
Well, that's the point.
Well, that's the point. Dumb. I'm just kidding.
You are so smart. I can't believe you figured that out.
I know, Brandon. Did you Google that?
Oh, you wrote it down. Wait, are you driving right now? I hope you're not driving and writing.
I just now started driving.
Okay. Well, congratulations,
Brandon.
What do you call him?
Sir Brandon from the southeast side
of Indianapolis. You, sir, are going to see Miguel in concert and a chance to see Queen J-Lo with her magnificent booty. Possibly. We got a flyaway. You're not qualified for it. Congratulations, Brandon.
Thank you.
I feel weird. Hold on. I'm going to go back to this. There we go.
You like the riddle music better?
This just feels...
She did the princess music and the fairy tale music because of the story.
How was my fairy tale?
I was going to say, is that the voice you use at the daycare that you work at besides
the
show?
Yes, I get really into the voices and everything, too.
It was interesting. I'm surprised. Hold on. Are there any schools that want us to come read to their kids? Let me see here. Go ahead and call in right now. No? Okay.
No.
Maybe that'll change. Dang right
it.
There. All right. Hey, way to go. I kind of like that. Thank you so much.